السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Hasn't the time come for the armies of the Muslims to move in support of the free women of Palestine? Translated. The Palestinian Prisoners Club stated that the occupation authorities have escalated their crimes against female prisoners in Damon prison in the occupied territories, particularly in the pace of systematic repression. In a statement, the club explained that Damon prison is among the most prominent prisons that have witnessed an escalation in these operations, as it holds the majority of the 88 female prisoners, in addition to a number of others in integration and detention centers. The statement added that the repression units of the Occupation Prison Administration carried out at least 10 repressive operations during March and April 2026, accompanied by severe beatings, forcing female prisoners to lie on the ground with their hands tied behind their backs and deliberately assaulting them in the prison, causing injuries to a number of them. A scene that sends shivers down the spine and defies comprehension. How can a group of free Muslim women be subjected to capture, humiliation, and torture with the knowledge of the Muslim Ummah and its armies, yet their blood does not boil with the urgency to come to their aid and avenge them? What our sisters are enduring in the prisons of the occupation is a disgrace to the Muslim Ummah and a stain of shame on the foreheads of all Muslim armies that remain inactive in their defense. These free Muslim women would not have suffered what they have endured had the Muslims had a state and a leader, Imam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّمَا الْإِمَامُ جُنَّةٌ يُقَاتِلُ مِنْ وَرَائِهِ وَيُطَّقَى بِهِ. Verily, the Imam is a shield who is fought from behind and is protected by. The leader of the Muslims is the shield of the Ummah's sons and daughters. But after the Jews saw how Muslim rulers have imprisoned the Ummah and its armies, preventing them from supporting Palestine and its people, even in the darkest and direst times, they became confident that no matter what they did, they were guardians of their borders and their entity, who would ensure that the Ummah and its armies would be restrained from attacking them. Therefore, they no longer cared about the reaction of the Ummah and its armies, as long as they saw that the rulers' thrones remained stable and firmly in place. The beginning and path of change begins with removing the Muslim rulers, who are suffocating the Muslims, and then pledging allegiance to a single, rightly guided caliph for the Ummah to lead it and its armies to establish the deen, support the oppressed, and liberate Palestine and the rest of the occupied Muslim lands. To this we call you, O Muslims, so hasten, hasten. Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.